Following programs, views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al here on Friday afternoon, right here coming to you on AM 1220, The Word, right here at Independence, Ohio. Glad to be having the opportunity to be on again today. Hope you'll be able to stick with us. We'll be on till about 2 o'clock. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us toll-free. Our phone lines are open. You can call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'll get you on the air with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. Let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air once more. Do pray that you bless the program, use it for your glory. And again, if there's somebody that's searching, and it's something that we talk about today, that you might be able to help them to find the program and help us to be a blessing and help and encouragement to them. And most of all, we just pray that you'd help us to point people to Christ, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, certainly this past week, take a break, I guess, from some of the earthly matters that have been happening around, and certainly have enough going on with the ups and downs of the stock market and all stuff going on in Europe and the Middle East and things of that nature. But if you were into astronomy, rather than the big things this past week was the Venus transit on Tuesday. And if you had a chance to see that, I saw it online and some images on TV. It was a little cloudy where I was at, and so I didn't really get a chance to see anything live, but saw it online. And really is amazing when you look and you see the amazing marvels of God's creation. And it's really, you know, kind of puts you in perspective when you realize that that little black dot going across the surface of the sun was a planet very similar in size to the Earth. In fact, some people call them twin planets, and it made me think of God's creation here quite a bit this past week, and I thought I'd lead off with some of that here today. But of course, if you've got a question, it doesn't have to be about that, it could be about anything. As I said, the theme of the program, give you a chance to ask questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, and you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air with those questions. But thinking about the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and it goes through 6 days of God's creation. And when you look at that, that even though it's not a scientific textbook that we're reading, we do get insights into things that God created. And when we see things like the Venus transit, that helps us to get a little perspective on just how big the universe is that God created. And God created it not to be empty. He created it not to be just of no use but window dressing. He has a plan and he has a purpose for the physical creation that he made. That includes the earth, that includes Venus, that includes the sun, that includes our entire solar system, our galaxy, and it includes all of the stars, all of the planets, all the asteroids, all the comets, all of that God created, and he created it for a purpose. And we understand, of course, that some of the purposes there, the sun, of course, brings light to the world, gives heat to our planet. Without the sun, we wouldn't have the ability to have life on the earth. And of course, the moon provides a significant amount of light at night. Oftentimes, people who live in our day, we forget what it's like to be out at night without artificial light. And you can read stories of people who actually spent times at night working and even reading by moonlight. And if you're out in the dark and you allow your eyes to adjust to the dark, It takes an hour or two at least before you can really get well adjusted to the low light levels at night, and all you need is one bright flash of a flashlight or a candle, and there it goes. But the moon is there for a purpose, and then of course the positions of the stars rotating through the night sky, night after night, week after week, it shows the progression of months. And people use that to know when to plant and when winter was coming, when summer was coming. And then, of course, having spent 4 years in the South Pacific in the Samoan Islands, the Samoan people were known at one point as the navigators. They used the stars to navigate across the vast distances of the South Pacific Ocean when the Europeans were afraid to go out from sight of the shore before they invented the compass. And here's the Samoans without a compass, navigating by the stars. And so God set them there for reasons, but I think there's more to it than that, and maybe we'll explore that sometime. But of course, our program is open for you. Your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word, you can call 888-677-9673. And I believe we have somebody calling in right now. We have Brenda on the line, I believe. Brenda, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, good evening.
Here.
Or afternoon.
Hi.
All right, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Okay, thank you. I have a question concerning men and women preaching, and why is there such a... I guess I know many prominent male preachers, and it seems to be evenly divided. Some believe that women are allowed to preach, and others believe that they're not, and it's just becoming... confusing to me.
All right. Well, what we have to go to is the Word of God. That ought to be our primary source of information, our primary source of guidance in all these matters. And as a Bible-believing Christian and as an independent Baptist, that's my sole source. I don't look to, the writings of a particular organization or something. I look to God's Word. And Paul was writing, the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy was writing to Titus, who was a young pastor, and he makes this statement in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and he says here, he's talking about men, he's talking about women, and he centers on this in verse 12, where he says, "But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in subjection. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if she continue faith and charity and holiness and sobriety." And this is one of our primary verses that we have to look at on this subject. There's a lot of women who are very good speakers. And admittedly, there's a lot of women who can teach better than a lot of men. But regardless of ability, when we think of somebody who's has the call to preach, that's a call that the Holy Spirit of God puts on somebody to lead them into a position of spiritual authority, and a position that Paul specifically says here to Titus, "I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence." And his reason was not that she's not able, not that she's not competent, not that she's not smart enough or any other reason. The main reason given here was Adam was formed first. And the second reason given is that Adam was not deceived, but Eve was. And so right there, we have a very plain passage that says, that addresses this issue. And then chapter 3 immediately starts in verse 1 saying, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife." And it goes on to list a number of characteristics there. But people center on that husband of one wife, and talking about a man, referencing that he's talking about men here and not women desiring the office of a bishop, which would be a pastor over church. So what it boils down to is the Bible has an express command here of women not teaching or usurping authority over a man, which in preaching you do when you preach to a group of people. You're exercising spiritual authority over them. and that would be a violation of what Paul plainly said in Scripture. So, you know, people who believe in women preachers, they have to ask a question. Their question is, do I believe what Paul wrote to Timothy is true for today? Was it true then? Is it true for today? Or am I going to say what I heard a woman say one time back some years ago? She said, I don't care what the Bible says. If God calls a woman to preach, she should preach. And I have a problem with that statement because
yes, God's, I do as well. Yeah.
God's not going against his word. And, you know, it's not that we're putting down women or that God is putting down women. In fact, the Bible is a radical book that freed women from being nothing more than property and gave them some pretty profound roles, you know, to serve him in. But this is one area that because Adam was created first, Eve was created as his helpmeet. And then, of course, Eve was the one who was deceived by the devil in the Garden of Eden. And so for that, those are two reasons right there where the Holy Spirit instructed Timothy to write that he that a woman was not to usurp authority, teach or usurp authority over the men. So.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So do you believe that if a woman does preach, even though it does plainly state in the Bible that a woman should not preach, would there be a punishment for a woman who preaches in light of what the Bible states? And if, as a parent, if you allow your children or daughters to go in that direction and believe that they are, that they're able to preach as well, is there a punishment for a parent that would allow their children to do something like that?
Well, as a parent, our responsibility is to train our children up, you know, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord and help them to understand the Bible. But eventually, you know, our children go out from our, you know, from our authority out onto their own. And in particular, you know, the Bible talks about when a woman and a man get married, they become one flesh, they become a new family, and, you know, they're no longer really under the authority of their parents. But, you know, the whole idea does bring up an interesting, you know, interesting question that you have here. What happens when a woman does preach and, you know, teach and usurp authority over men? The area here that we're looking at, first off, there's a lot of women who do a great deal of, you know, teaching and discipleship in churches amongst children and amongst women. And that passage would not exclude them from doing that. And I would believe that a woman who has these teaching abilities, abilities to communicate God's word and abilities to disciple people, I think that God's equipped her for working, you know, with other women and working with children, and just add on with the women there. Sometimes there's areas where women can teach and address issues with other women easier than a man can. So that's one area perhaps that God has really desired them to go into. But the question is, if a woman is preaching and she's urging people to come to Christ and they get saved, you know, I guess in one sense, even though it's a violation of what the Scripture says here, it's certainly better than not pointing people to Christ. But the fact of the matter is, though, the ends do not justify the means. We don't approach it that way. And here's another, you know, way that we could approach this. What if a woman was the only Christian who had the opportunity to introduce the gospel to a group of people somewhere? There was no men, there were no men around, and she was the only one who was available. I certainly think that that she would have the responsibility to communicate the gospel. But what we're really looking at in 1 Timothy is understanding that we're looking at this woman going and really trying to achieve the office of a pastor, because the even though the chapter 2 ends there after verse 15 and then chapter 3 starts, in the original writing there was no chapter division, so the whole thought flows from not having a woman teach or usurp authority over men flows into the description of the office of a pastor. So in certain situations, a woman may find herself having share the gospel with people and point people to Christ and do some limited teaching and all of that, but the desire should not be to become a pastor and all that. But kind of getting away from your question here a little bit, asking what if you've got somebody that has. Well, certainly I would pray that if it's a daughter, for instance, that feels God wants them to engage in some form of a ministry communicating the Word of God, that in light of this passage here, obviously they shouldn't be leaning towards a pastorate type of a ministry. They should be leaning towards a ministry where they can help communicate God's Word to other women, communicate God's Word to children, things of that nature, so that they don't fall into this category of teaching and usurping authority over the men in a church, which they would be doing as a pastor.
Okay.
I hope that helped you out a little bit there.
A great deal. You cleared up a lot for me. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And again, a lot of things in the Bible, we don't necessarily always like when we read them, but the fact of the matter is God put them there, and He has reasons for putting them there. And there are some things in the Bible that it might sound sacrilegious. I wish they weren't there, but they're there, so we have to deal with them, and we have to accept that God knows better than we do. So
I agree.
Well, I appreciate that. I thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you asking that question. And again, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call here, 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air live. We'll talk about anything dealing with the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Also want to mention here that Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road. That's State Route 82 in the center of North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday noon until 5:30 p.m. And you can contact Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton by calling 440-237-4393. That's 440-237-4393, and let Frank know you heard about Frank's Antiques in North Royalton right here on Live with Pastor Al. Of course, also brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, and want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church. You can visit us tonight. We have our Friday night Bible study starting tonight at 7 o'clock, and the information on the church will be given here at the end of the program, but we are located, we meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio, and love to see you at our Bible study. This is what we do at our Bible study. We talk about what's happening in the world. We talk about the Bible, and we cover just about anything. Rather than me set the topics, we let the people who are there ask questions as things that they've been thinking about and looking at. And also want to invite you to our Sunday services also at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in Richfield. And we're having an Islamic conference coming up on June the 22nd through the 24th called Engaging Muslims with the Gospel. And the first part of that will be on Friday night, the 22nd at 7 to 9 p.m. And again on Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m., where we're going to be looking at this with Tom Wallace of fortressoffaith.org. That's fortressoffaith.org. Tom Wallace is an expert in this area, and he will be presenting a workshop on engaging Muslims with the gospel. And then Tom will be preaching and teaching for us on Sunday during our morning service at 11 o'clock and our evening service at 6 o'clock on June the 24th. There's no charge for the conference. We will be taking a free will offering, but we'd love to have you come out and visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. But you're listening to Live with Pastor Al right now, and you can give us a call. We can get you on the air here, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and get you on live with your questions about the Bible, current events in light of God's Word, and I was talking earlier, too, about some of the things that God has done, and I remember getting a question one time on our evening program. We have an evening program that we've done for, well, I guess in August it'll be 6 years, and that's a Late Night Live with Pastor Al, which is right here on this station at 11 o'clock on Sunday nights. But we had a question one time about the universe expanding, and Isaiah chapter 44 says in verse 24, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." What's interesting about that verse is twofold. One, physicists believe that the substance of space itself, of the universe itself, is expanding, and that's indicated there. But what's even better about this verse is it proves that there's only one God, and in connection with the passages that talk about Jesus creating the heavens and the earth, this says that Jehovah God, and this is a good verse to refute Jehovah's Witnesses with, by the way, Isaiah 44, verse 24. It says that God is our Redeemer. It says God formed us from the womb. He says he's the Lord that makes all things. And then it says he spreads forth the heavens alone, means he had no help. Some cults, Jehovah's Witnesses among them, teach that God made Jesus and then used Jesus to do these things. But then if he said he spread forth the heavens alone and spreads abroad the earth by himself, he would have been lying. So this says God had no help. Well, we can talk about some more of those things, but we got a few minutes left here, and we've got another caller. I believe we have Robin calling in. And Robin, you're on Live with Pastor Al.
Hi, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I came out of the homosexual lifestyle over 12 years ago.
Right.
And just with so many topics right now dealing with the issue of homosexuality, my main concern is there just isn't enough ministry in the church to really help people that are struggling with homosexuality. And a lot of times I'm noticing that even leaders in churches, they don't really know how to address people that's in a lifestyle. Like, everybody doesn't want to live in that lifestyle.
Right.
And the church doesn't know how to make that distinction, so they kind of group everybody together. And I hear a lot of things, you know, being said over the pulpit that's crushing to a person who may be in a penitent state that really wants to come out of a lifestyle.
Well, and
so I just want to know what your views would be on that.
Yeah, I first, again, praise God for your victory and coming out of that, you know, God wants to deliver people from that. But when we look at it, we're dealing with a sin problem. And like any type of sin, you know, homosexuality, alcoholism, drug addiction, lying, stealing, you know, varieties of sin have their own unique problems, their own unique holds on people. Some people are more susceptible to types of sins than others. But the key is when we recognize that it's sin and that the person who's in that lifestyle is entrapped in sin, we pray and ask God to deliver them rather than vilify the person. And I think that's one of the reasons a lot of churches, a lot of people don't reach out to people trapped in the homosexual lifestyle so much, is because you know, they equate the person with the sin, and that's a natural human tendency. But God loved us so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us, that even in the midst of our sin, he loved us, and we need to love the sinner, whatever the sin is, whether it's you know, murder, alcohol abuse, lying, thieving, you know, anything. It's sin, and we need to pray that God delivers them. I'm sorry we're out of time right now, and we can't discuss it much further right now, but perhaps another program we can. But I think the key is we've got to focus on the person and learn to see them as a human being with a living soul, that Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross to pay for their sin so that they can go to heaven. And when we do that, when we begin to see people as people that God loves so much that he sent Christ to die for us, I think it'll transform the way we see people, even people in other types of lifestyles and sin that they're involved in. But appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. And good afternoon. God bless. Have a great day. And tune in again next week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church this Sunday at 11 a.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations may not have necessarily reflected those of AM 1220, The Word, or Salem Communications.